Hi guys.
Okay, calm down. Yeah, so how are you, Abby? Are you missing me?
No.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what? I would have missed you if I was actually sitting down bored the whole weekend.
Wow. See how easy I get replaced.
I'll be like, where's this friend of mine?
It's fair enough. How's your Easter weekend?
It was nice. You know, I still haven't had my Easter egg.
No way. No, I made honestly. Sure I had mine before I left.
That's the thing. I'm really not a chocolate person.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I'm looking at it in the fridge now. I'm like, I want it, but I'm just like... Mm.
To be fair, I think ever since I kind of stopped eating chocolate at the beginning of the year, it's not something I reach for anymore.
Yes, no.
But I had to eat it because I was like, you know, get out the way. That's always my mindset. Get out the way. Don't want to come back to it.
Yeah, well, mine's staring at me. Oh, I'll have it soon.
If you don't have it, sure, I'll have it when I come back.
Can we half it?
Yeah, we can half it.
Yeah, that's fine.
And you can have the bunny. I think I have two bunnies.
The bunny? Like,
they're like tiny bunnies, like the tiniest thing.
What's the difference? This is what I don't understand. Do you know what I don't actually get? So they have the different chocolates. They have the Maltesers. They have the Kinder Bueno. They have
the... It's the same egg.
The same egg.
The egg is definitely the same. The only ones that might be different is like Lindt. Like, you know, the fancy, fancy ones. They might be different.
I'm going to check because I bought that for someone. I want to actually know if it actually tastes. Because I don't know the difference.
Yeah, find out if they like... Oh, it would have been great if you could taste the two. Oh, do you know what we should do one day? Maybe we should do it on the... We should start doing challenges on the page. You know, when you blindfold people and you get them to guess things.
No.
I think that would be so fun.
Just as long as it's not something bad.
No, we wouldn't do that. We're not children.
No. Okay.
But anyways, let's get into this podcast. Okay. I got things to do. No offense, guys. So, in five, four... No, remember we did this before and you can't do it like that because it would just be like...
Let me do the countdown, okay?
Yeah, you do it.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Hi guys, welcome.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that because for me to be able to edit this properly, you need to slow it down so that I can chip. See, this is the thing when you don't edit the podcast, you don't know what you're doing.
So you want me to go slowly?
So it's more like a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I need the one to drag. That's what I need. I don't care about the rest.
Should have said that.
But don't drag too much because then it's going to be forever. Okay. But go on.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi guys, welcome to the Sisters Like Friends podcast. My name is Helen.
My name is Abby. And how are you guys today?
Yeah, how's everyone doing? Hope everyone had a nice Easter.
Yes, guys.
The girls literally ditched me.
Hmm? What happened?
You guys literally ditched me and had like went to the park.
But I'm paying from the park. Like honestly, hay fever is the worst disease anyone can ever have.
Disease, you know, no, Jesus. You've like got to be dramatic.
It. No, people don't rate it. Let me tell you.
No, I actually do rate it because remember that one time. Mm-hmm. That I was in the park and I felt like, oh my goodness, no. I was dying.
It's a bastard thing, honestly, because obviously I took my antihistamines and I was fine.
Mm.
But then afterwards, because I was in the park for literally the whole day, my throat is swollen and bleeding.
Oh God.
Only Jesus. Because I must have been itching.
That park looked packed though.
It was, fam. Everyone kept writing to me, it's COVID over in the UK, it's COVID over in the UK, I see it's over, and I was like, fuck you guys, relax.
There was loads of people out though. I was like, oh my God, I wish I was there, but whatever, we move. Next time we're going, and you guys made it seem, oh, we're going to a scenic place. I thought you were going to like a rooftop or something.
We said a scenic place. The place is a park, it has... But there's two places that are not open in the park.
You didn't take any pictures that looked scenic.
Oh, I did. Sorry. What do you mean? I just didn't post anything. Did I even post mine?
What are you talking about? I saw all the pictures in the group chat. There was nothing that was there that was like, oh my God, I wish I was there.
She didn't send you the flowers and stuff.
Flowers, right, okay. Anyway.
It's a park, Helen. It's a park.
We move. You guys sold me dreams, but it's all right.
At least
you guys, you know, I don't care. At least you guys took nice pictures.
Yeah.
You risked your life by giving your phone to someone, but whatever.
Oh, no, the person was calm still. All
right, cool.
It was a couple.
Oh, yeah, sure. You can always trust a couple.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so today we will be talking about... That's where you jump in, bro.
Fam, I thought you were going to do it, you know.
No, I said about, so then you jump in.
I'm going to talk about... Sorry. Guys, we're talking about, basically, do we have anything...
What would you do?
Yeah, what would you do differently? Like, if we're looking back at our lives, what would we do differently? And...
We're going to cover aspects of, basically, relationship, friendship, education, and career, basically. Would you do anything different? Like, I'm 27. Abby's 27.
I feel like we can say we're 26. Do you know why?
Why? Because last year didn't happen. Yes, because of COVID. So that means this year, half of this year didn't happen then.
What do you mean?
Half of this year, if we're talking about pandemic, it's not over yet.
When we're 28, we're just going to say 26. We need to do it again because we didn't even do anything for 26.
Okay, we're not going to discuss that because that's long. I ain't got time for that. Wow. Like, we got to keep it moving. Like, although you can deny that you are 27, your body, your face, your passport, everything. Your passport, your face. Everything shows that you're gonna be like Brenda doing. You're gonna be like Brenda doing. This is my age.
This is
my farm. This is my age, and everyone's like, "Bro, you know that's not your age." You know what I mean? So don't lie to yourself.
I know. As long as I know.
We should actually do that as well. I've been saying we need to do that challenge. There's a lot we need to do, bro. It's just adulting is hard. But anyways, back to the con. So, Abby. If you could go back in time, what would you change about friendships?
Oh, what would I change about friendship?
Is there anyone, I know a lot of people, I'm really joking, who you would like not have been friends with, or people that you would, things that you would have done differently in friendships?
Friendships. You know what? I don't have bad friends, thank God. I don't think there's something I would have changed when it comes to friendship, because I'm not, like, I've never done anything bad to my friends, and I hope they haven't done anything bad to me. So I don't think in that aspect I would change any of my friends. What I would probably change is any, like, little fights maybe that I would have had with them. I would have probably just, like, you know, not had the fights and then just, like, you know, find them a bit easier. Because as I grow older, I'm starting to realise there's different ways to do things. Doesn't always have to be raising your voice. It don't have to be, you know, not talking to each other, silent treatment, all that kind of stuff. Or coming for each other, blah, blah. So I feel like that. I think more it's just, like, I wish I had a little bit more maturity maybe in some situations when it came to my friends.
Yeah.
Back then. But other than that, not really, honestly. And I think the only... not really. I do have some friends where it's all about them. But...
It's just one of them things.
Yeah, I've accepted them for who they are. And I've just seen it as, because some of them are very, like, they need me more than I need them kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's when it comes to, like, certain situations, I'm really, like, I'm good to help them and stuff like that and to talk through it. But other than that, no. I don't belong to them. It's not that deep.
I don't think I don't really care, to be fair, about that aspect. Like, it is what it is. I think even if I was to do my life over, there will be someone else who would have either a negative or a positive impact on my life. Like, it's just one of them things you can't avoid. So I think maybe I just wouldn't be friends with you, really.
Guys, you can see she's laughing by herself, right?
I know. No, I don't think there's anything. I think there's only one thing in my life that I would have changed, and because that kind of changed a lot for me in my childhood, which was basically one time I was hanging around older girls, and we found this time in life, I was only like 8 years old. We were still using pounds in Ireland. And there was these group of girls older, they were much older than me, and they were in secondary school, I was in like primary school, and basically they we found £10 on the street.
Mm.
And this was walking home, because I used to walk home from them, with them. And then we went to the shop, got loads of sweets, you know. A man was gassed. I was like, oh, look at all these sweets. Because obviously I don't know the value of money. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
And we got loads of sweets and it was a happy day. Great. So I then got home, and then I don't know if you guys know what contribution is. It's when your parents like do ajo. It's basically like they put money together. It's like savings in a weird way.
It goes round.
It goes round. So 1 month someone will get the collections. The next month someone will get the collections, or the next week. So I just saw my dad counting bare money. I was like, this man's always saying he doesn't have money, doesn't have money. So me thinking, oh, this will, you know, make me look good, or, you know, we can do this again with the girls. Mm-hmm. I took £50.
Fam, you went from, you found 10.
What did I, but I'm telling you, I didn't know the value of money. I literally didn't know the value. What does a child know about money? All I knew is that you can use it to buy stuff. Exactly. So then I took it. Like, £50 is a lot. So I told the girls, I was like, oh my God, guys, I found another. I don't know if it was a thing to fit in or something.
Mm.
But I said to them that, oh, but it's so mad how I knew subconsciously that I had done something wrong.
Mm.
Because when I went to the girls, I said, oh, I found £50.
Mm. You didn't say you stole.
I didn't say I took it or I stole it from my dad. So then obviously I got home. You know, parents, sharp, sharp. Mm-hmm. They've noticed that their money is missing. And my dad came to me, my parents came to me. Yeah, you know when it's time to give your money, like, you've got to pay. And they're like, I don't know where this money's gone. But 50 is not a small money. Like, obviously, thinking about it now, it's not a lot. It's not a little money. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, basically, my parents contacted the girls, because they held on to it, because they were older. So they held on to the change from all the junk. Like, do you know how my parents knew I took the money? Because I puked my guts out. Like, I had so much sweets. You know them corner shops, like, back in the day? Yeah,
like, literally, and the bag's like 50p.
Yeah. I know. Bro. We didn't spend £50. Like, I got ice cream. Oh my God, guys. I scoffed down a bag of, like, sweets, ice cream, chocolate, all the way at my house. From my house to, from school to the house is, like, maybe a 20-minute walk, 15-minute walk. I scoffed everything up. The way I was yamming everything so that I don't. Because I knew that if I get home, they'll ask me, where did I get that money from to buy these things? Oh my God. That's the only thing I think I regret. Because it changed a lot for me over the next, you know, year or two. My trust was gone. If they lose £2, it's Bolaji. You know them ones. Like, if they it was just always me. So I think that would have, you know, changed. But then again, like, I think it helped me be who I am today as well. So, you know, it's just one of them things. Like, I would tell my children now this story and tell them, look, I'd deck you. I wouldn't deck my kids. But you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just one of them things. But I would definitely not steal from my parents. I think that's one thing I wouldn't do, but whatever, it is what it is.
Come, come.
And then what's the next one?
We can talk education about relationships
first. Relationships first?
Friendships.
Relationships.
Well, relationships. There's some relationships that obviously were pointless in my life. However, I don't think I'll actually change them because they made me who I am. Made me tougher.
Yeah.
However.
Sorry, you might hear some background noise, guys, but I have to check what I'm cooking. But go on.
Yeah, I think that, again, will be more of certain situations I wouldn't have put myself in. For example, I dated someone with a child, wouldn't put myself into that situation again. What else have we done? Relationships. Definitely wouldn't have an argument with a girl over a man.
Oh my god.
Wait, what?
The ghetto.
Like, literally, this. Like, I used to. Like, I should have. I remember the fights that I used to have, right? And it wasn't even me entertaining the other person to argue against me.
Yeah, I think you're more mature now.
I can't even. I'll just be like, okay, bye.
I would be like, why are you coming to me? I'm not your man.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But I don't think people still do that.
People say come to me as a woman or something now, and it's just like, what?
Oh, I've done that before.
We all know about the time you came to a woman as a woman.
But you guys advised me to do that, so
I mean, I think the thing is, you can't keep up with the changes of what you should be doing. Next thing, it's going to be like, go attack the mother or something. I don't know. Like, it's just...
Oh my God, imagine, can't... report the person to their mother.
Yeah.
What would their mother
do? I 100% agree. Women that
then be enabling their children.
I mean, because they believe their children are fine, so they want to be doing it. It's because my son is fine. Do you know what? Nigerian parents are weird. I'm not going to lie to you. They just enable a lot of nonsense when it comes to boys, you know?
They do.
It's like, where's the home training? Where's the proper training? Like, all the things that your husband did to you, you're it's still like, allowing your like son to do it. Yeah, like but no.
Some of them are like, oh, you're just like your dad. Are you okay? But actually, no, it's usually the aunties.
No, I've never met
her. No, it's the aunties that shout at the boys if they do something like that. But their mothers usually be like, oh, that's my son, no. Just don't do it again.
Exactly. They're so calm when it comes to boys. If it's a woman now, that's it. That's exactly it. Whereas, like, with us, it's more, hey, what do you mean? How can you behave like that? Like, there's always something. When it comes to us, but with men, it's easy. How did we come to attacking men? Already?
I don't know. Oh, another thing I think I would have changed is there was a stage as well, because I act quite mature for my age, right? There was a stage that some of my relationships, there was a good like 6-7 year gap, age gap.
Oh, you wouldn't date older men?
I wouldn't do that no more. No, I
believe that. Sorry. I'm so sorry for the noise.
No, honestly, doesn't mean that age means they're wiser.
Nope.
Bro, they are not. Nope. What?
Nope, not at all.
They're dumb.
Not at all.
Dumb.
Nope. Yeah, like, oh, that's definitely. Oh, if we're talking about relationships, there's a lot of things for me, bro.
Like what?
When it comes to, like you said, older men, like, I've always been mature, and that's just basically because of being the oldest child. Yeah, like,
you have older child tendencies
or something.
Or something like that.
You just think you're mature even when you're not, and you're just, like, do stupid things, like date people that are 10 years older than you. Like there's just no need for all that rubbish. When you think back on it now, you're just like... What was I looking
at? No, honestly, and it's not nice because they say stuff to you like, oh, I've done that. But
they make
you feel...
And they're so boring. Yeah. They never want to do anything. It's like, oh, babe, let's do this.
I did that all of my time. When
I just want to... Yeah, or when like you have a suggestion, it's not even valued because it's like, what do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Please, let's not talk about that. And then another thing is, like, I think basically not knowing my own worth sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know when you just let people treat you like shit just because you just don't know any different. I mean, I think that comes with growing up. But one thing is, like, staying in relationships where you know it's done.
Yeah.
Like... And forcing relationships as well. Mm-hmm. You know when you know that this is just, like, not going anywhere? Yeah. Let it not go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Don't just be like, oh, yeah, he definitely likes me. And if a guy doesn't like you, doesn't like you. Like, you can't change a man.
No, you can't. You can't change their feelings. Especially if he's not ready. It's not you. It's literally not you. You're just not meant for that person. It's so simple as...
No, I know. Like, if I could tell my younger self anything, I'd be like, you will find
exactly just know your wife.
Exactly, just be patient as well. Like, I think the one thing is, you know, when you're younger, you just I want to marry.
Yes, like, what do you know? I was just gonna go to that as well. Oh,
what do you know about marriage? I nearly
stay in a relationship because of the potential of knowing that this person will marry me in the next year.
Why? What kind of silliness is that?
Because I thought that my time was like my clock. Was
ticking. I'm ripe. At the age of 23, I'm right. No, you're not. You're still cooking.
No.
I know it sounds a bit it sounds a bit weird because obviously I'm 27 and...
Not yet. At 27, I'm not married. I understand that.
I'm not married. You know what I mean? But the thing is, I'm exactly... Like, I only know myself now. Like, I think I know myself better now. Things that I probably would have been fighting with my husband at the age of 21. Mm-hmm. Personally, I'm not saying anyone else you know, there are some mature 21, 23 year olds that got married at that mm-hmm. time. But I think I'm only becoming a mature woman
like
the now.
Stuff now like, that I don't like before that, oh my God, if someone did, I will be shouting. I will be screaming. Like,
do you know, now I just look I'm at like, you like,
okay, you're done. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Are you done?
Okay, come and sit down.
Are you mature? Are you grown?
Do you
know
what
now?
I mean? Like, it's not.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Why am I, why should yeah. I, another thing, why should I be raising my blood pressure for a man? No.
Exactly. No. Exactly.
Why am I stressing?
It's just irrelevant. Like, no. I'm thinking, is that? Oh, and like, I'm not going like to always have my like always have money when I go on a date. Like, that's another thing. Yet? I'm over it now. Yeah, because yeah, I'll be dating real men.
Hey! That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
No, but like it's just one of them things where you're just like,
wallets at home. We don't need it.
Ah, no, please take your wallet with you. Don't embarrass sorry, yourself man, because you end up you end up washing plates. Don't wash plates, okay? It's just embarrassing. Like, just make sure you covered yourself. Like, it's not even anything about him. It's just like for yourself. Be secure in yourself. Yeah, don't be waiting on a man to pay for you. Like, it's nice. It's obviously a good gesture, and it's nice, and it's it. I think that changes a lot. The first date, if a man pays, I think it does have
impact. I
think
it changes a lot, but now I realise that it doesn't matter. Like, even if, okay, let's say you, the man pays, I also don't mind, like, the fact that I could pick up some bills sometimes. It shouldn't always be, I'm okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying the first date. Oh, yeah. I'm saying the first date. Obviously, after, man, it's literally do me,
exactly.
I do you kind
and
of
you know
thing.
What? It's calm.
It's like, it's like, you pay for this, I'll pay for that. You pay for this, I'll you pay know? For that. It's not, it's teamwork. That's how you build a relationship. Yeah, I think that's another thing that I would change. Just make sure that I got myself, really.
You know what? I'm moving off relationships. I'm going to talk about education. So, do you know what I would have done?
Not listen to my parents.
Not listen to let's just not bring it into parents now because you want me to beg.
It's not about that. It's just about don't listen to them. Go with what you want to do in life. I wouldn't have gone to do science when I hadn't done any science in secondary school. Make it make sense, please.
Helen, do you know what I would have done?
Don't
I would
tell
have
me.
Done number one, right? So in Ireland, you have like, you have transition year.
Oh, yeah, your parents skip
that because they say it's a waste of
they
money.
Say it's a waste of time.
It's a waste of
time.
You finish school and you finish school early, you'll be ahead of your peers.
Yeah, you'll be ahead of your peers. Like, why are we always racing our peers?
Racing peers.
Is it every day?
Lord, in transition year,
every
right?
Every day, race to your
you
peers.
You get to learn, you get to work part time, you get to go on holiday.
Oh, experience. That's work experience, you know, that I will never get.
Yeah, in school, you get that in school. So then by the time you finish, you know what you want to be. Before you, you
it is a dossier, though. It really
is,
is a
but
dossier.
You still get to, you know, find yourself within that year.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Didn't do that. Then followed by that, did pharmaceutical science. Did I know what pharmaceutical science was? No, I did not.
But Abby, at least you did chemistry. I'm not going to lie. First year is Abby that. It's Abby would I say mostly you that dragged me, that helped me like get through chemistry because I had no idea what them people were talking about, CH2, CH3, organic chemistry, honestly, add this, add that, drop that. What?
But Helen, I'm not going to lie. Honestly, it's only because I like science. But with me, the funny thing about it is you said I helped you with that. The chemistry teacher that I had in secondary school was a dickhead. She hated me. She didn't want me to learn. She didn't want me to prosper. She used to be like...
You always said that. You always said that. I don't. You always used to turn to me and be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just like... Because my teacher hated me.
Yeah, she kept being like,
I'm just like...
You can do well. You're not going to just forget about Korean science. And I was like, fuck you. I'm going to prove you wrong. And what did I do? When I was like, hey, look at me, pharmaceutical. Hey, what am I doing? Chemistry. And I knew what I was doing. But anything else, I didn't really end up liking chemistry more than biology. Which is weird.
Oh, no. I just couldn't do biology. It's just too much words in biology. I think I ended up liking chemistry towards the end just because I started understanding. It's kind of like maths, really.
Exactly.
And I actually like maths. I wish I did something in maths because I'm fairly good at basic maths anyway.
What I would have done, So what I would have done to change my life is I might have focused more in school and then got into medicine so I can be making top money.
Or even freaking, what's that thing called? Pharmacy.
Pharmacy.
Like being an actual pharmacist. I would have done that. You get loads of money.
I would have done that. Or I would have gone into nursing. I actually got accepted to school, so...
Oh, let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about that. Don't trigger yourself, bro. I think I would have done psychology and been great at it.
Because think about it, right?
Do you know, no.
All the jobs that I'm stupidly in now, right, I have to use my brain all the time. Literally, like, it's very, like, while with nursing, right, I know you're still using your brain, but you
always have to learn, though. You have to stay updated. It's a lot of studying. You wouldn't have liked it.
Thank you.
You that you don't like to read.
I'm
sorry. Sorry.
Hey, bro, why are you exposing? I don't like to read.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying anything that does research, you don't, like. And they do a lot. But
even
of in
this, even because we work for the NHS, we're still always reading something. I'm always doing something different.
Guys, I literally write essays every day.
It's just, where does it stop? When does it stop?
It doesn't stop. Education doesn't stop, really. Lord.
Anyway,
I think.
Oh, I would have done. I would have just done business studies.
I know, that's shit. What I sorry, business studies people. I think I would have just like
engineering. Hey,
Abby, these things are insane. There's a lot of brain power. What I would have done is, I wish I did PLC first of all, because I really was allowed to repeat my leave intern. Those are the two things I definitely wanted to do that my parents didn't let me do, because you know you gotta be ahead of your peers. And your apples. I probably would have just probably started working, really, and then did my education through the people that I work for. I would have done that. And if you do have the opportunity, if you know that you maybe don't have the funds to even go to uni straight away, get into apprenticeship, get into the industry that you really want to work with, and do it like that. But then again, nowadays everyone's asking for masters, blah, blah, blah. Even though you don't use it, but they want you to have it because it gives you some sort of our parents were kind of right in that sense. It gives you some sort of weight in your standing. But apart from that, I probably would have been a bum or just married a sugar daddy. Don't do that, kids. Stay in school. But what's the last thing? Career wise,
Definitely would have done pharmacy. Well, actually, no, sorry, career. Career wise,
I think for me personally, I think I'm all right. I finally got to pick. For my master's, I finally got to pick what I think it has helped me. In some sort of way, kind of not help me as in knowledge wise, it's helped me kind of steer my own self, because I think if I didn't pick this, I probably would have been homeless. Because when you get to a stage where your parents have kind of like dictated your life to a certain extent, and then you feel like, yes, I'm gonna pick my own stuff, you tend to sit there and realize, I actually don't know what I want to do. So you can be very lost in that sense and it's okay to not know what you want to do, as long as you do enough research. And I think that's what my master's has helped me to kind of be where I am, and helped me. It kind of chose my career for me. Do you know what I mean? Because I'd be thinking about it, what would I be doing apart from
What would I have been doing apart from this?
That's what I'm saying. We'd probably be bummed.
Mine is slightly different. I am in the right career path, but not in the right department.
That's what I would say.
Probably career wise what I would have done when I got into healthcare, I would have stayed at my first job a little longer till I found the right next step.
Yeah,
I think that's what I would have done different. I would have waited. So what I've learned for this is, just don't take any job
the first thing that comes. Don't just
take it, because I knew nothing about like the department I was going into, and it's showing now because I have no care for it. What if it was something I cared for and was more passionate about, it would be way better.
I think that's where me and you are slightly different though, because I will have an interview lined up, I'll read it 10 times and say I'm not going. I don't want it. Like, for this, but one thing I will say as well is, you again have also helped me in the sense that my first job that I got in the industry I'm in now, I wasn't going to go for the interview. You and a few people were like, go for it. Because I read the job description and what did I say? I don't understand what they're saying. So I was like, I'm not going. So I ended up going, I got the job. And then this one again, I wasn't going to even go. I was like, no, I wasn't going to do it. No, you know, so I think I'd like to say thank you on the podcast, Abe, for pushing me to face my fears.
The same friend in the same podcast that you said that you would get rid of if you were to go back.
Sometimes it happens like that. You know? Sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes it just takes it. Look. Listen. It took patience. I was patient throughout the podcast, and then I eventually realized that you're actually useful in my life. Thank you. It's okay.
We'll move.
Yeah, but I don't think I'll change anything different. I won't change anything career wise different, because although my job can be stressful at times, I do enjoy it and it has its mini rewards, so it's calm.
Yeah.
And then we just pray you get out of that shit.
Yeah, I need to get out of his mate. Ooh.
Guys, if you guys
thing about me is I'm good at whatever I do, however, I don't mean.
That's but the I, thing.
But it's annoying.
Don't mean I want to stay there.
I don't think I'm going to stay there.
I'm going to tell you now. And I'm very honest about it,
but just mad. Yeah. This is how it is. You think I'll actually be shit at it, but I'm actually not. It's just mad. So yeah, I think So really, I don't think we regret anything, Helen.
How can we, Abby? I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason, and you can't change your destiny. It may take you longer to reach where you are, but you will reach the same position no matter what.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So don't try and dodge it. Don't try and avoid it. Obviously, if you can make right choices, you know, if it's clear, black and blue, pick the right one. But I don't think you can really avoid things that are going to happen because they mold you. We'd like to hear what you guys
would change. I think, to round up as well, I think one more thing I would probably change is having more confidence within myself. I don't think I had that growing up. And now that I'm starting to, I trust my instincts a lot more. So I think really trusting yourself will help you through a lot of situations growing up.
Yeah. I think trusting yourself and also not being intimidated by your environment. If you have something to say, say it. Obviously, say it in a diplomatic way, but say it. Don't be timid and shy and let people walk all over you. Exactly. Like, if you don't speak up, nobody will even know what's going on or what skills you have and stuff. In any place in your life, definitely speak up. That's one thing I would change now, because there are some opportunities that I feel like I could have had if I had just said, oh, I know how to do that, or being the loudest sometimes helps.
It really does. I know when to be quiet sometimes helps,
but always me. I'm always quiet. I'm like, mm-mm, that's not my battle for fight. That's not my job. I don't get paid for that. That's one thing I definitely do. I say I don't get paid for that. Because people will take advantage.
I'm a sucker for sticking up for the underdog.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But I mean, I'm not getting paid to do something. I'm not doing it. That's on period.
On period. On Mary had a little lamb.
But yeah. Jesus. Anyways. That's all for us today. Thanks for coming through.
Where did that accent come from? I don't know what I'm saying.
I just thought I'd go be. First of all, Abby, thank you for the shitty
that was not that you shit.
Recommended yesterday.
Okay. No, it wasn't. Abby, did you finish it?
Long ass.
No,
no, fell asleep, bro.
It was the production. Honestly, that's why I said you need to get to the end. No, Helen.
Abby, literally fell asleep.
Didn't watch that. Woke up, imagine that. And it was still going. God's calling, and she didn't finish it. There's a point. There's a reason.
No, you don't understand. It was great, but Abby, 2 hours. If you tell me to watch a 2 hour movie.
You'll finish that honestly PM, because I don't want God to be able to say when you get home you're finishing that movie. I don't even care. Nah.
Okay. Thank you. But I couldn't hack it. I was so tired. I was like, this movie's still going on. I slept and woke up and it was still going on. I was like, nah. What about them?
There was something that Jed was last time in Carl's X Factor, but I'm just saying I forgot that they existed.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. Yeah, they're still there. There's a lot of people. Do you know how many people you've probably forgotten existed? I beg. Anyways, we're going to round up this podcast because I'm just going to start talking about something that is irrelevant right
bye
now.
Bye, guys.
But, it's calm down now. Anyways, like we said, we'd like to hear from you guys what you would change in your life if you could. Slide into the DMs, let us know. As we promised, we'll definitely try and be more visual on the page so you guys get to know us.
It's never too late to change your path. If you want to change something, you can't
change your path. I just said that. You're just contradicting what I just said. You're just contradicting what I just said.
But listen, I mean, now if you've chosen a career that you don't like and you're saying, oh my god, I'm too old now to change it, no, you can go back to school and you can do it.
I wouldn't say change your path, but more like maybe change your career.
You say career path.
Like, whatever you want to change in your life, whatever you want to change in your life, it's never too late to change.
I think that's basically what
Abby's trying to say. Like, if you wanna be an IT person and you're stuck in freaking cleaning or something, I mean, there's courses you can do. There's so many things you can do. Like, don't give up on yourself. That's one thing I would never do, and I would never encourage anyone to do. Keep going. Even if you're 40, you can go back to uni.
Don't
like, it's not that
there
deep.
At 90 and say, had I known, as my dad would say.
Had I known. I was going to say, your dad would say, had I known.
Yeah, my dad would be like, oh my God, I love my dad. He'll come to me and be like, you know, there's something called like, had I known.
Had I known. He'd be like, those people that they sit there and they just say, you know, had I known. And like, he's so calm when he's saying these things, and he's so insightful. He's just there giving you deep, and you're like, yes, God. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yeah, shout out to my daddy.
Oh man, remove. Yeah, but yeah, thank you guys for listening to the podcast this week. We hope that it's been a breeze and also very interesting, and hopefully you've reflected in some way, because I have, and I just realized life is great. It is what it is. Whatever, I don't think it's how important you are, it's just how I may appreciate you in my life. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow us at Sisters Like Friends. That's at Sisters Like Friends with an extra S on the end. And also feel free to follow us on Twitter. That is the SLF podcast, the SLF podcast on Twitter. And if you have any dilemmas or any collaborations or anything that you feel like you would like to do with us, feel free to email us at theslfpodcast@gmail.com, at theslfpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening this week, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye, guys.